Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
To Hyman, working in front of the net. He'll walk up, score!
On your team.
All right, two bits of business for you. Well, one bit of conjecture, but first a bit of business.
The hottest guests in the game.
To be a general manager in this league, every now and then you got to do something outside of the box. Get on the ice, don't
wait, nice. Access you won't get anywhere else.
Connor McDavid is not going to be denied. At some point, he's just going to pick this team up and put it on his back.
Well, the Edmonton Oilers just went full Harlem Globetrotters on that.
This is Leon Draisaitl.
I'm Darnell Nurse.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas on your home for Oilers hockey. 630 Chair. Now, here's Brandon Escott.
A long shot in off the stick of Esposito. Vasiliev goes back of the net. Cornwallier steals it. A pass in front. Henderson was upended as he tried to shoot it. Here's another shot. Henderson right in. He scores! Henderson! Well, the team pours over the board. They're mobbing Henderson. They're mobbing Henderson.
And Kenny Dryden, I've never seen a goal tower that far. From one end of the ice to the other, over 200 feet. Team officials are over the board. Henderson has got to be the hero of the entire nation now.
That is the dulcet tones of the late Bob Cole, who passed today at 90 years old, five-decade-long broadcasting career, recipient of the Order of Canada, and no doubt the soundtrack to your childhood growing up a young hockey fan in Canada. It's Brandon Escott here, and we will allocate some time, as we have an extra hour worth of it, to your memories of the late, great Bob Cole. 780-496-0063 is the number to get in touch with us. Shoot us a text on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. What was your favorite call? I mean, I say a 50-year broadcasting career. We'll relive some of them together here over the next 3 hours. But there's got to be a few that stand out. How about the likes of his signature, his catchphrase, if you will?
Shot into that Pittsburgh zone. Flurry out of the net. Nick Bland right in front. They score. They score and tie the game. Wow. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby, he says. Yeah, there's a whole catalog of this stuff, and certainly with some Oilers victories over the years, you know, Stanley Cup victories and the like, and then through the 90s as well. But would love to know your relationship with the late, great Bob Cole. 780-496-0063 is the number again. Don't miss Rob Schneider. They're live at the River Cree on May 31st. Same day. Rob, obviously, a one-man act. Get your tickets now at RiverCreeResort.com. That number, though, is the Ashley Fine Floors text line as well. Get the new floors you have always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to AshleyFineFloors.com for more. I learned of this news on X today. You can find me there at Brendan Escott. Brendan with an E. Bob is traveling with the team right now. in case you're wondering why I'm talking to you. You can find him on X at Bob_Stauffer, and you'll find him on these airwaves in about 2 hours or so. We'll check in live from the City of Angels. They're going to arrive at some point while we're on air, but you got to clear customs, and then you got to clear traffic at LAX, and I don't know if you've ever tried doing that, but don't try doing that. But we're going to try and sneak Bob on anyway at about 6 o'clock. We won't start there. We're going to start with Ron McLean, who is pretty much the perfect person to bring on in a situation like this where a hockey historian is needed to really understand the impact of someone like Bob Cole. And I know he had a relationship with, in a close relationship with Bob Cole. Did Ron McLean? That's about a half hour from now. John Shannon will weigh in as well. That's a longtime friend of our NHL insider. And a deal struck between the NHL and Amazon that's going to see hockey on Monday nights move to a streaming service. Likely the precedent moving forward, but of course he is our broadcasting guru as well. So we'll get some thoughts on Hockey Night in Canada and on Monday Night Hockey from John Shannon. Then John Rosen from the Forum Report will give the LA angle at about 5:35. Got to get the visitor's perspective on the first couple games of this series, which I haven't even talked about because they fell down last night, 5-4 in overtime. Lots to parse through there. We'll do it, but just giving you the rundown of today's show, and we will, in fact, get that visitor's perspective as well ahead of Game 3, which goes tomorrow, 8:30 Mountain Time on 6:30 Ched. It's a Friday, so don't worry about the late puck drop. Sunday is a different story. Well, it's actually the same story with the puck drop. It's a late one, but it's a Sunday. It's a school night. It's a work night, so I won't blame you if you nod off in the third period or overtime of that one. There will be no sweep, though. There will be no sweep, as we learned last night. Top story undoubtedly today, however, is the passing of Bob Cole at 90 years old. Top story is brought to you by Legacy Heating and Cooling, a home of no payments and no interest for 1 year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. You wish it was a more positive note. It's one of those things, right? He's an icon, not just in the hockey community, but in Canada as a whole, and we'll have some stories coming up as this show navigates on. So about last night, it was not quite the same dominating efforts that we saw from Edmonton in Game 1, and we figured that would be the case because there was going to be a pushback from Los Angeles. Back against the wall, you can't head back home down two games, not to this Oilers team, not with this firepower, and they were able to eke it out. To me, they're benefiting from some really lucky bounces. But you earn bounces in this league, as we know. So I'm very curious how you see things through two games. Lots of Stuart Skinner detractors out there. And then there's those who say, well, maybe the guy standing in front of the net shouldn't have been there. Maybe he should have been moved out of the way. Well, somebody else might say, well, maybe Skinner should have covered that part of the ice. If there was some blockade up high, why not get down low? I don't know that there's a right answer right now, because I get the sense that Skinner himself was frustrated with last night.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
He kind of told us so. He says that he'll be frustrated in the short term, and then an hour afterwards, he's processed it and he's moved on, which is good. You want to have a short memory. But listen, I don't think anybody would look at Skinner and say that he was lights out last night, though I'm not going to hang the loss on him. You can't when you've got Adrian Kempe batting the puck out of midair like that on the fly, on a breakaway, essentially. That was impressive, and it's not going to happen again in Game 3. So don't worry too much, but there is there is cause for concern. I mean, you don't have to harken back too far to see this young goaltender, you know, allowing similar goals earlier this season or into the playoffs last year. How did it all sound on the Oilers radio network, though? Let's dive in to the Audio Vault.
The Oilers Now Audio Vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Cute selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
Good evening, everyone. Alongside Bob Stauffer, I'm Jack Michaels from our Legacy Heating and Cooling broadcast booth. Pass down the middle, broken up by Warren Fogle, but then retrieved by Kopitar. Centering pass shoots and scores. Adrian Kempe off a feed from Kopitar. And Los Angeles has the first goal. Shot, kick save made by Talbot, though wrong-footed. But Kempe was able to power it out and lead a 3-on-2 right to left. Kopitar back to Kempe. Whacks it out of midair to make it 2-0. What a hand-eye play by Adrian Kempe. He's got both goals tonight, and the Kings lead it 2-0 in game two. And Henrique shot, rebound, loose in the blue paint. Talbot, did he keep it out? No! Did it cross the line? The Oilers thought it had crossed the line. It's still loose. They haven't blown it dead. There's eight players in the blue paint. The Oilers are insistent this puck went in.
After video review, the call on the ice is confirmed. The puck never crosses the goal line. We have no goal.
Drop pass. One-timer score. Kulak hammers it home. And Edmonton's on the board. It's 2-1 with 2:27 left in the first period. Kulak, second career playoff goal.
Well, that's what Cam Talbot's got to have, Jack, especially if you want to win on the road.
Victor Arvidsson backhands it in. It's a breakaway. Drew Doughty didn't get the shot away, but it still went in through Skinner. And Drew Doughty has his first playoff goal since 2014. 3-1 LA. Drew Doughty on the puck retrieval, a big hit by King, who smoked Doughty in the final regular season meeting. He was called for a penalty on that occasion. CC rifles a pass to Janmark that's tipped to Holloway, shoots and scores. Dylan Holloway cuts it to 3-2.
Well, that's what you need if you're Edmonton. You got a goal from your fourth line. And it was Ekholm with the stretch pass up the ice. A quick one-up, and it beat the Kings' trap.
To Draisaitl, cross ice, one-timer score. We're tied. Zach Hyman buries the equalizer. 3-all in game two. Out to the point, Jordan Spence. Here's a shot, score from a sharp angle, and somehow that finds its way through Stuart Skinner. Kevin Fiala was pinned on the half wall and caught Skinner by surprise. Here's Holloway off the rock, shoots and scores. Dylan Holloway's quick release has struck again, and this game is tied at 4. McDavid trying to hunt that puck down. Philip Deneau, big hit. He was absolutely smoked by Zach Hyman. Deneau has no idea where he is as he comes off. And in a game where Edmonton has not led all night, we'll settle this one in extra time. Edmonton has never led. Kopitar shoots and scores off the rush. Angled off the boards, and Andrei Kopitar at age 36 beats Skinner high glove, and Los Angeles claims game two in overtime, 5-4.
Well, frustrating because Edmonton really never got control of the game, obviously falling down 2-0. An early goal there from Adrian Kempe, does 3 and change in, and then he follows that up. They get one back there, a nice little drop pass by Draisaitl, and Brett Kulak hammers it home. That guy has a heavy, heavy shot that I would say we don't see it often enough, but he's not really an offensive-oriented guy. When he unleashes it, though, you understand why he won the Oilers' hardest shot this year or last. Drew Doughty, though, you know, he factors into the goal column in the playoff setting for the first time since, 2015, I think they said in there. Dylan Holloway, I really think, is taking a step forward. And for me, you wondered with this player how much of it was really just about confidence. And he's starting to drip with it a little bit, right? He's got a swagger. He's come into his own body, and I made a bit of a humorous comparison last time I was hosting about him being more of a contained bull in an organized China shop these days. You see less of the collateral damage. But with that, he's still a physical presence out there, and he just seems to be more self-assured in what he's doing. Shoot the puck, and it's gone in. It went in twice, his first two playoff goals there. But you know, we were talking about contributions there from your third-pairing defenseman and your fourth-line left winger in Game 2 of a pretty important playoff series, and they were looking at it to be the difference. It wasn't because of the bounces that were going against them. The Kevin Fiala goal, I think, is one that everybody's going to look at and point the finger at Stuart Skinner, who had two big bodies in front of him on that goal. Yes, there is a matter of culpability for the goaltender in that if you're in a good position or you've gotten your body down to the ice and then you're in the butterfly, then you're probably not getting beaten on the ice by that shot. But if Fiala doesn't kind of turn aimlessly and fire that, then it's not the same situation. So, again, man, let's talk about how you feel about this, because I get the sense that people who aren't sure about the Oilers are really going to point the finger hard at the goaltending, and there's going to be some believers who say, let's relax. Two games into the series with the oldest team in the NHL now. They're understanding how to navigate this stuff. Let's hear from some of the players inside the audio vault. Skinner was asked about his own play last night.
It was okay. I didn't really do too much. I don't think I was a big factor in the game tonight, and that's okay. I'm going to, get better from that and move on.
Chris Knobloch talking about his goaltender.
Yeah, no, I thought there was a lot of, not as bad as the other night, with the unfortunate events in game one where broken stick, 2-on-0, and two off our defenseman skates. The first game I thought he played really well tonight. Not that any of those goals were bad. You look at some of them, the game-winning goal, that breakaway, another breakaway, Doughty loses control of the puck. I think I'm not faulting him on any of those goals.
Skinner talked about some of those peculiar bounces.
Third period, the night before, the game before, just really tough bounces are happening. That's not saying that it leaked into tonight. It's just like they're getting some good puck luck right now. We've also had our fair share of puck luck as well. So that's how hockey works sometimes. And yeah, it just wasn't, puck luck wasn't on my side tonight.
Beyond that, again, you were going to get that surge from Los Angeles, who were trying not to go down two games to a team that most people are calling a favorite, if not the favorite in the West. And this is the coach.
At times we controlled a lot of plays in game one, and we knew that was not going to happen for long periods of time. In game two, we were expecting a strong start from them, and they definitely gave it with the three first period goals.
So toward the end of the regular season, Dylan Holloway has his first three-point game last night, his first two playoff goals coming in the same game. Feeling more comfortable, Dylan?
Yeah, I mean, feeling confident. I think I'm playing with Yanni and Sandy. They're two great players, and they're making some nice plays and making it easy for me. So yeah, credit to them, and then credit to our team for being so resilient.
Defenseman Matthias Ekholm talking about the rookie forward.
He's always had it. Like, it's just been a matter of him finding it himself, and I think he's in a great spot right now. He's playing well. He's not thinking out there. You can tell the difference. Just the time I've been here in the beginning, I thought he was thinking maybe a little bit too much, but now he's trusting his instincts. I mean, he's got a heck of a shot. He showed it twice tonight, so he's been great for us here coming down the stretch.
Ekholm, such a savvy veteran presence on the ice. I imagine that really translates in the dressing room, and he says they're not worried after last night's results.
No, I mean, it's as you're saying, it's about managing it, and I didn't think we were too high at all after the first win. I didn't think we were any bit too low after this one. We knew OT, anything can happen, and they're a good team over there. So still, again, like the way we've played, and I think everybody in here feels good about our game, and that's what we're focusing on.
There you go. So that is the audio vault for our friends at Direct Workwear. Let's get to a break here. We'll bring it back with NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing.
Hey.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Here's Fedor racing in. He's around the net trying to come out and slam it in. Blue club. Oh, my goodness. Curtis Joseph has made the play of the series. You cannot believe that save by Curtis Joseph. And we're still in overtime. They're going to try here. Rushing the center and down the wing. It is Marchand. Scores! Marchand scores! And the Edmonton Oilers are going to move on.
Game 7, 1997. The series against the Dallas Stars. We are paying homage to Bob Cole's life and legacy as he has passed us by at the age of 90. That is part of NHL Today, brought to you by Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. All four Canadian teams are off tonight in the playoffs. Leafs trailing 2-1 in their series with the Bruins following last night's loss. Game 4 Saturday, you've got the Jets, Canucks, and your Oilers, each with a win and a loss, resuming their respective series tomorrow night. Puck drop between the Oilers and Kings at 8:30 Mountain Time. A couple of teams can take commanding 3-0 leads in tonight's action, though. The Florida Panthers have a 2-0 series lead against the Lightning, and Carolina taking the same lead into their game against the New York Islanders. I mentioned that Rogers Communications and the NHL have reached an exclusive agreement with Amazon's Prime Video to carry Monday regular season games here in Canada for the next 2 seasons. We'll get much more on that from John Shannon coming up in a little bit here. Bakersfield dropped game 1 of the playoffs to Ontario 5-1 last night on the road. Lane Peterson scoring the team's only goal. Game 2 Saturday night in Bakersfield, and because it's a best of 3, You need that one to win. Then you got to move on. That happens quick. It is a grind of an American League season, and then poof, your playoff life is just about to expire like that. As far as the Western League goes, the Western Conference Final starts tomorrow night with Oilers prospect James Steffen and the Portland Winterhawks visiting Prince George. We will send it off to Randy Kilburn for a Global News weather traffic update. On the other side, our chat with Ron McLean.